Friday, June 29th, 2012, and here are the ENT headlines for today. I'm Kirsten Winkler, and I'm the founder of EduQuest. First story, Udemy gets a visual makeover and adds new features. So our friends at Udemy, they have an online platform for video courses, and we have covered them here on EduQuest since their early days. They gave the platform a new look today. The new layout is designed to improve content discovery and student interactivity, and also includes new features like personalized course discovery, a Netflix-like feature that considers interests, activity on Udemy, and social data to recommend courses. A Quora-style Q&A feature to help students and teachers communicate, and timestamp notes that help students match their notes with specific moments in a course. Student engagement enhancements such as a full screen interface and progress meter that shows how much of a course a student has completed. The third biggest crowdfunding platform, GoFundMe, raises about $2 million per month. GoFundMe was founded in 2008, around the time Indiegogo started its crowdfunding platform as well. Campaigns on GoFundMe have more personal focus, like raising money for an overseas trip or paying for medical bills. Today, the bootstrap startup is raising around $2 million per month and predicts a total of about $30 million for the year of 2012. And the third and last story for today, learn to cook online like a French chef with the Escoffier School of Culinary Arts. Triumph Higher Education, which licenses the school's name from the Escoffier Foundation, launched an online curriculum of their courses this week. The course costs $5,000 and aims to train future top chefs via the internet, though no one is expected to graduate from the program and open their own restaurant. The idea is to teach the rudiments of cooking along with a healthy dose of French culinary theory and kitchen science, developing the basic knowledge needed to land an entry-level position in a restaurant or caterer's kitchen where they can complete their education on the job. And that's it for today's ENT headlines. We'll be back on Monday with the latest stories in education. Have a great weekend, everyone.